Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. The European Union is putting pressure on the Palestinian people to hold elections. That's the headline. John Rood will come to this broadcast table in a moment with all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Looks like the EU is now calling for new Palestinian elections. The fact is, there have not been elections for 12 years. There should have been. Now the EU is putting on pressure to the Palestinians to go to elections. Give me a report.
European Union is calling for Palestinian Authority elections, which at one time had democratic elections. Now, the situation there, it's a big power struggle between Fatah and Hamas. So even with democracy fully integrated, it's going to be those groups that are at the helm. It's been very troublesome. I would imagine that this is sort of the democracy, quote-unquote, where the votes are counted ahead of time. But it's very remarkable, as you said, Jimmy, the democratic body in the Palestinian Authority is the Palestinian Legislative Council. And even though they were democratically elected, they have not been in session since 2007. They basically just play a symbolic role. The terms of the office of its members expired in 2010, and even Abbas, the leader, his term expired in 2009. So it's been not only a democratic sham, but it's just been a refusal at this time. So the EU is calling for more democracy, which has been lacking, which is ironic because the European Union itself is known for its democratic deficit. Again, for Palestinian Authority, it's very difficult to say, even if democracy was reinstated, it's just going to be voting between themselves and a step in some direction.
John Rood with the details behind the call by the European Union for the Palestinian people to hold elections. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The European Union has recognized the corruption in the Palestinian Authority, where there have been no elections for a number of years. The Palestinian Authority has been illegal for those years, which speaks to the issue of a false Palestinian government that is leading the Palestinian people down a path to destruction. In fact, that is exactly what the prophetic passages in the Bible call for as it relates to the Palestinian people. These people, the Palestinians, come from their forefather Esau, the twin brother of Jacob. When their history is revealed, it allows us to see the end game for the Palestinian people, a people that will be destroyed as if they had never been a people. That's Obadiah verse 18. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...